Despite valiant attempts by the grand old party to explain that this election was not important, large numbers of Dem dupes came out to vote for minimum wage hikes for themselves, a conflict of interest if I ever saw one, and to reject spreading democracy in our Middle East. Swayed by Foleygate, they showed no mercy for a congressman who had been victimized by gay priests and then tried to give back to the community, choosing instead to turn the country over to the Girly Man Party with its senatorettes and miscellaneous feminazis. And let me tell you, that's not the kind of Nazis we want running things in Washington. The first girl speakerette of the House is from San Francisco, naturally. She will no doubt insist that men must marry each other before being admitted into the armed services. Watch for it. And so, as we prepare to cut and run from our global responsibilities, we turn our back on the party that cut our taxes, or mine, anyway, and ran away from nothing, except facts. We turn away from the party that created jobs, almost as many jobs as it eliminated. Granted, most of them are in Iraq. Today, we face an America dominated by those who would rather fight Osama over here than in Iraq. The president will not set a timetable for withdrawal, though he may set benchmarks for the redeployment of troops to the United States. But make no mistake, George Bush is still the president, and if Dick tells him to go into Iran, it will be for a good reason, or several, in quick succession. The president has already reached across the aisle, offering Don Rumsfeld's head in trade for the right to continue to defend America. Rumsfeld will be replaced by Robert Gates, a reliable administrator from the non-indicted wing of the Reagan administration. He was head of the CIA, not the recent CIA tainted by diminished competence and alleged secret prisons, but the old-school agency that overthrew the government of Nicaragua with Iranian money. Men were men then. I hope real men get the Congress back in 2 years. Until then, this is George Shrub, sharing my point of view with you, so you won't need your own.